This is HealthWise Radio. Herbal remedies, vitamins and supplements, diet, fitness, heart health, and more. Brought to you by HealthWise in the Seaway Mall, Welland. Now here's your host, Julie Beaver.
Good morning and welcome to our show today. Happy December. This is a December many of us will never have experienced and probably never will again. With all of this pandemic going on, we feel separated from our loved ones. Just remember, there's so many ways to stay connected. I filled out Christmas cards for the first time in 10 years. It felt pretty good, and it started maybe a new tradition for me. Do what you can. Try and stay connected with your loved ones however you can. On our show today, we're going to be discussing our hormones. We're talking with Dr. Kate Raume. Dr. Kate graduated from McMaster University and completed her professional training at the Canadian College of Naturopathic Medicine in Toronto. She followed with a two-year residency during which she taught classes, supervised at various teaching clinics. Dr. Kate is a sought-after speaker, and we absolutely love having her on the HealthWise show. Good morning, Dr. Kate.
Good morning, Julie.
Oh, this is a great show because, hey, everyone has these. Dr. Kate, many of us hear the term thrown around hormones. We blame them or the lack of them for many health conditions. But what exactly are hormones?
Hormones are chemical messengers. So they are typically secreted in one part of the body, that can be the brain or other organs in the body, and they send messages to one or usually several other areas of the body. And this can regulate all kinds of things from our mood and our appetite and even our heart health, of course, our reproductive health, our stress response. Hormones do a lot.
Okay. And we often think of women when we talk about them, but men are equally little hormone-making machines, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. You know, men and women generally all have the same hormones, but just in differing amounts. But certainly when it comes to things like appetite and stress, then, our hormones are much more similar than they are different.
Mm-hmm. So when the body's in a good state, hormones are produced, life is good. But that's just not always the case for everyone, is it?
Oh, absolutely not. You know, hormones can become dysregulated is the technical term, but out of whack is maybe some term that more people use. And that means that the natural either daily rhythm or natural response, production and response to hormones can get out of kilter. Mm-hmm. And when that happens, it can affect everything from, well, as I was saying before, you know, mood, appetite, heart health, the way various organs function, and it can really make a big difference in our well-being, both physical and mental well-being.
Mm-hmm. So, Dr. Kate, I wanted to ask you about cholesterol. As we seem to make it a villain in North America, what is the connection between cholesterol and our hormones?
Well, cholesterol is, in fact, the building block. It's a material that we need to produce many kinds of hormones. And if our cholesterol levels, for example, are too low or not adequate, then that can affect the levels of some hormones.
Okay. So perhaps cholesterol really is not a villain, eh? We just seem to make it one.
Oh, cholesterol absolutely exists in the body for a reason and a good reason, and it is part of our healing response, and it has been, I would say, inappropriate vilified, and it is has its role to play in an appropriate amount at the right time, mm-hmm. like almost anything else in the body, and it's not a villain.
Okay. Yes, and we've talked about those good measures, and we probably will in the future on how to protect and keep our cholesterol healthy and functioning well for us.
That is such an important topic to sort of not just demystify or debunk the myths around cholesterol, but to understand its role in the body and respect
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll tackle that one again. I love when we talk about that. So, Dr. Kate, let's talk about our adrenal glands and the hormone connection. What do these little glands actually do for us?
So our adrenal glands are one of our major organs of stress response. So these little hat-shaped glands that sit on top of our kidneys, and they produce the well-known stress hormones of adrenaline and cortisol. Adrenaline is sort of the quick response, fight or flight scenario, and cortisol is a little bit more longer term, but they're both stress hormones. Mm-hmm. The adrenal glands, you know, they produce all kinds of other hormones as well. And so these ones have, you know, directly impacting our stress levels, but they can also impact all kinds of other things like our salt and water and fluid balance. They produce a certain amount of anti-aging hormones, in fact. So the adrenal glands do a lot for us.
Okay. So they're pretty important for good health, particularly right now. I feel people are really under a lot of stress. How can we take care of them?
Well, as you know, as I was saying, our adrenal glands are an organ of stress response. And so when they have to work overtime because we are stressed a lot, then they need help with their job and to do their job properly. Some of the things we can do to help them, of course, includes trying to reduce stress, getting adequate sleep, keeping a regular schedule. Our adrenal glands respond to changes in our environment. So we can keep your environment as predictable as possible. The adrenal glands like that. Mm-hmm. Give them nutrients they need. They need nutrients to do their job in producing these stress hormones. Okay. And those nutrients can become depleted quickly when we're under stress. Things like magnesium, vitamin C, zinc. These are all used in the production of stress hormones, B vitamins, for example. Okay. And there are also plant-based medicines called adaptogens that help us adapt to or cope with stress. And these work directly or indirectly by helping to regulate the function of the adrenal glands so they can produce enough stress hormones when we want them to and not too much stress hormones when we don't want them to.
Okay. If you're just tuning into the show, this is the HealthWise Show. HealthWise is located in the Seaway Mall in Welland, and we're open every Monday to Sunday for your healthy shopping needs. Still offering online purchasing and curbside pickup for any of our customers who need so. On our show today, we've been discussing our hormones with Dr. Kate Rayom. We've been talking about how the adrenal glands help us with stress and how they are helping our body with our hormones. So, Dr. Kate, so you've mentioned some great things to help keep the adrenals healthy. Is there anything kind of altogether that we can take for health of those adrenals?
Well, as I was mentioning earlier about these plant-based medicines called adaptogens that help with the appropriate functioning of the adrenal glands. So some of these herbs include things like ashwagandha is one that's well known. Rhodiola is another one that helps with adrenal gland function. Things like suma are ones that are as well been studied, or Eleutherococcus, a lot of research around that. So these kinds of herbs work well in combination, and especially for somebody who has been through a stressful time, is going through a stressful time, can really help support that adrenal gland function. So combinations, there's a number of these on the market that you'll find under different names. Adrenosense is an example of one of those.
Okay.
And so this is a combination of these herbs that help to regulate and support the healthy, you know, circadian rhythms and other functions of the adrenal glands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really enjoy Adrenosense. One of my favorite herbs is that ashwagandha that you were talking about. I always find it you feel so good when you're using a formula like this. Particularly for myself, I know I have a lot of stress, and it just really helps me, keeps me even, keeps me kind of calm and stable, I feel.
Yes, it's almost difficult to describe. You have to feel it, but it is the sense of resilience. Instead of feeling like your mood and energy is fluctuating all day long, you feel just more steady and, yes, calmer, sort of an overall improvement in well-being.
Mm-hmm. And as you said, there's so many different formulas that you can find some of these ingredients in. I just wanted to mention the Adrenosense today because this company has worked really hard with the Canadian Women's Foundation and even today, with every bonus bottle purchase, $5 goes to the Canadian Women's Foundation. And so it's women helping women, and it's a really good supportive product, and it just works.
Yeah, it's effective. You feel the difference. And it's nice to be able to be doing something good and giving back with your purchases.
Okay. And Dr. Kate, you know, everything's kind of gets jumbled. I know for me it did, particularly a couple of years ago. Can we have too much of one type of hormone and not another? You know, we hear these terms like estrogen dominance when we're talking about good hormone balance. What exactly is this?
Well, hormones are all about balance. That is absolutely the case, and it's probably nowhere that that is more true than when we're looking at estrogen, progesterone, the reproductive hormones, because it truly is an orchestra that needs to be, you know, finely tuned, and if any one of the instruments is playing, you know, too long or too loud, then you're going to suffer from that. Mm-hmm. Estrogen in particular exists in the body in a number of different forms. And in fact, the ratio between those forms, and I don't want to get too technical or bore anybody, but the ratio between those forms can have effects on us. There are certain types of helpful estrogens and harmful estrogens. And there are as well chemicals in our environment that can mimic estrogens. And between those in our environment and what we're producing and maybe not metabolizing, you can end up with this situation in which estrogen is playing too loudly or maybe at the wrong time. And that can affect, of course, in terms of women of reproductive age, that can affect things like PMS, their mood around the period and cycle, menstrual cramps, you know, it contributes to things like endometriosis. There's lots of problems that we see with excess levels of the unhealthy types of estrogen. And there are ways that we can encourage our body to help eliminate and process those. That happens partly in the liver. It happens partly in the intestines. And so there's things we can do to help sort of package and transport those estrogens that should be processed and eliminated from the body.
Okay. So how do we get to that better balance? We need to detoxify these xenoestrogens, or however we label them.
Yeah, so the xenoestrogens are the ones that are, you know, chemicals coming from outside, from things like plastics and fragrances that mimic estrogens, and that they can bind to our estrogen receptors, but they're not helping us in the way that estrogens would normally. And these are detoxified in part by the liver. So there are certain compounds that will essentially bind to those unhealthy estrogens to help to break them down or carry them out of the body. And there are plants that can do this. For example, cruciferous vegetables, things like broccoli, contains compounds called indole-3-carbinol. So eating lots of cruciferous vegetables is helpful. But again, you can find nutrients that help with the conversion of these estrogens in from plant-based medicines in combinations. One of them is called EstroSense. And so EstroSense is not to supplement your estrogen, as the name would imply, but to help you metabolize that estrogen so you have a better balance between the good and bad estrogens.
Yeah. I think some people look at that product and think, yeah, that it's just estrogen adding to the body, but this is more a detoxifier, a really good, powerful detoxifier, correct?
That's right. Yes, it contains a combination of nutrients and herbs that help the liver do its job more efficiently in processing and metabolizing those estrogens.
Okay. And Dr. Kate, again, we often think of women when we hear that word. This is not a lady thing. Men have some pretty telltale signs of excessive estrogens in the body, don't they?
Oh, very much so. Men are sensitive to this. Some of the signs we see of excess estrogen or estrogen dominance in men, which again can come about through a number of reasons, but we're talking about chemicals in the environment that can mimic estrogens in men. You're looking at weight gain, especially around the abdomen, but also gynecomastia, which is often referred to as man boobs. This is one of the telltale signs, of course. That can also affect mood, especially if it's counteracting or lowering testosterone in men. That can affect their mood and their energy.
Yeah.
And so this is absolutely something that affects men as well.
Yeah. And often find that it doesn't really start to phase on a man until it starts to affect the sex drive, right? Sorry.
Yes, exactly. I mean, well, you know, the man boobs, is that's something people talk about. We're hearing more and more about it. Mm-hmm. But it's this combination of factors that can really, you know, be the telltale signs that somebody needs more help with metabolizing these estrogen-like compounds in the body.
Okay. And good morning, everyone. If you're just tuning in, this is the HealthWise Show. The HealthWise Show is on every morning, every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. And I'm sorry, that's Saturday morning now at 9 a.m. Today we're talking with Dr. Kate, and we've been talking about our hormones, and we've been talking about this problem of excessive estrogens. And Dr. Kate, so this particular product, EstroSense, this can be taken by men and women?
Yes, absolutely. Anybody who is showing any of the signs or symptoms of estrogen dominance, who may need help, again, this EstroSense doesn't add estrogen to the system. It helps to detoxify both those xeno or foreign estrogen-like compounds, as well as the ones we may be producing within our own bodies.
Mm-hmm. And at particular times of year, it's a really, like I said, excellent for our liver, and it's sometimes we just need a little help there when we're abusing it.
The liver does so much, and yes, drinking alcohol, which, you know, most of us are doing more around this season, adds to the liver's load of things it has to process, and that can affect the levels of estrogen as well. And so, in fact, EstroSense is just wonderful liver support to help the liver do its job more efficiently.
Okay, yeah. Hey, this is such a lot of information to take in. I just wanted to mention that with any purchase of our Women Sense products, we have free copies of Women Health Matters. And this is a fabulous book that will go into a lot of detail on what we're talking about today. So again, these are free books with purchase of these products. And purchase of these products, donations are made to the Canadian Women's Foundation. So check that out. Okay, Dr. Kate, another area we often hear talk of hormones is with thyroid health. What hormones affect our thyroid?
Oh, of course. Thyroid hormones have a major impact on our overall metabolism. So, for example, if thyroid function is low, then we can start to have weight gain, feel tired, cold. You know, you see the whole metabolism sort of tuning down or shutting down. That can really affect so many aspects of well-being. And it's quite common. You know, low thyroid function is very common. This is something that is worth getting monitored and checked, either a simple test with your doctor or speaking to your naturopathic doctor, for example, who may be able to look more closely at diet and lifestyle that's affecting it. But for anybody who, you know, has a thyroid and is concerned about their thyroid function, again, like any other organ, the thyroid needs certain nutrients to do its job properly to produce those hormones appropriately. Those are, you know, some things people are aware of, like iodine, that can be challenging to get sometimes through your diet. Salt has, you know, a typical table salt has iodine added to it, but that may or may not be enough to meet your needs.
Okay.
So there are combinations, again, of nutrients available to help support thyroid health.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because in our area, like, we've been called the goiter belt. Like, we seem to have real problems in this particular area with thyroid issues.
There are absolutely goiter belt or areas where thyroid problems are endemic, which means they are very common and widespread to an area. But those areas also seem to be spreading. It's very common to have this problem for a number of reasons. And more people are concerned about or suffering from signs and symptoms that their thyroid maybe isn't functioning as well as it should be.
Okay. And I find a lot of times, unfortunately, we're women getting diagnosed here, it's usually when the condition becomes very extreme.
Yes, that is often the case, that early on when things are still sort of borderline or subtle, that can be overlooked or not diagnosed early enough, based on the blood tests. And so this is where you're looking at a functional issue. So maybe the blood tests aren't showing an extreme problem, but all those signs and symptoms are there, feeling cold, tired, constipated, you know, even losing hair, for example. All these things together can point towards that. Okay. And a good place to start is by, you know, giving your thyroid nutrients that it may need to do its job better, and see how that, you know, see how the body responds to that.
Okay. And what type of nutrients, what can we do to keep a healthy functioning thyroid from a nutrient standpoint? You mentioned kelp, and there's probably not a lot of people eating that out there.
Right. So kelp is a great source of iodine. Other types of seaweeds, although you do have to be careful that some seaweeds can have heavy metals in them as well.
Okay.
And so this is where looking at a combination, for example, ThyroSense is an example of a combination that includes iodine as well as a number of herbs. Tyrosine is an amino acid. All of these work together to help support healthy thyroid function.
Okay. And again, to make things easy, products like ThyroSense will kind of combine what you need to just kind of give you that backup nutrient if you're not eating exactly what you need.
Yes, it's to cover those bases to make sure you are getting those specific nutrients in.
Okay. And products like this, this is particularly for supporting an underactive thyroid, right? We're not going near these with overactive thyroids.
Overactive thyroid is a condition that should be managed closely with your healthcare practitioner.
Okay.
And you know, for some people that may be appropriate, but that's a decision to be made with your doctor.
Okay, good. Yeah, because I know that's a little bit more sensitive. Now, people will often ask us if we're taking medication for underactive thyroid, can I use these products to support that side of the condition?
It's still safe. There aren't any interactions with those medications. And in fact, this is an area where we hear people saying, well, you know, I was diagnosed with a thyroid problem. I'm taking medication. The blood work looks good, but I still feel the same.
Oh, yeah.
This is very common. And this is where you want to look at whether, again, you know, your thyroid maybe needs a little bit more support.
Mm-hmm. You know, Dr. Kate, I often think of these things, particularly harmless, as I'm a person who takes no medications. But those of us who are taking medications, it's always a good idea to talk to someone like a naturopathic doctor like yourself if you are confused and having to combine different things together, right?
Yes, you know, speak to your, you know, your naturopathic doctor is a great resource, as well as your pharmacist. The pharmacists are typically well-versed and usually trained on, you know, the drug-herb interactions and what is helpful, for example, to be taking with specific medications, and that's really an important conversation to have.
Okay, good. Yeah, we want to, and our motto always is to do no harm. So we want to make sure you're making sure you're nice and safe when you're taking your supplements, if you are taking those medications as well. So, Dr. Kate, I left those pesky hot flashes for last because this is a pretty big sign of changes to the hormones, isn't it?
It is, absolutely. Hot flashes is a classic sign or symptom of hormonal changes and fluctuations that can be very problematic for some people, and that can be, you know, waking people up at night or interfering with during the day, clothes coming on and off, and can really affect quality of life. But like other hormonal fluctuations, there are ways to help stabilize or minimize those rapid changes that can be producing these symptoms. There are a number of plant-based medicines that have been studied extensively to be shown to be helpful with that. Things like black cohosh, for example, that can provide a lot of relief for people who are suffering with either hot flashes or night sweats.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, for a woman, menopause, it just doesn't mean we're not making any hormones, does it? We are just making them in a different area or a different way.
Yes, exactly. And strangely, you know, this the estrogen dominance that we're speaking about before, that can even still be playing a role at menopause, which is a time we tend to think of there being, you know, declining levels of estrogen. But again, it's more about the types of estrogen that are more common and the ratios between the different types of estrogen that exist that, again, that, you know, we want to address.
Okay. And again, so detoxifying these harmful chemical environmental ones become important at this time as well.
Oh, still absolutely very important yeah. as ever. But again, mm-hmm. to deal with those hot flashes, sometimes that isn't enough. And there are certain botanical medicines that have been shown to be helpful with that, that are available in combination. Menosense is an example of one that can mm-hmm. help sort of take the edge off or tame some of that, some of those power surges, as we call them.
Oh, yeah. It was so helpful. And honestly, after a while, I found myself easing back on things like the Menosense because I really found the adrenals, like taking the Adrenosense, was really supportive and kind of got me back on track quite a bit. So everyone's different. You know, we often get questions like, I got so much going on. Can these be used together? Can I take the Thyrosense with the Menosense?
Oh, yes, they absolutely can be used together. More, you know, most people have more than one issue happening at a time, or, you know, the concerns are exacerbating one another. You know, you've been under a lot of stress, so mm-hmm. adrenal gland function is lagging, and that in turn very often can affect or exacerbate thyroid function. So, you know, if you've been under stress and you start feeling cold, that's your adrenal glands talking to your thyroid gland very often, or I have many women report, you know, when I'm going through a stressful period, all of a sudden the hot flashes start back again.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. that's really triggered by stress.
Okay. Excellent. Dr. Kate, we could talk probably for another half hour and it would blink by like a minute, but we have run out of time today. So thank you so much for joining us and helping us understand our hormones better. You've been such a great source of information.
Oh, thanks, Julie. Always pleasure chatting with you.
Mm-hmm. And for our listeners, I know there's just so much information to grasp. As I mentioned, right now we're giving away free copies of Women Health Matters. This is a great book on understanding your hormones and just understanding things that are going on in the body for men and women. So you can grab those with any purchase of our Women Sense products. Also, $5 from every bonus bottle goes to the Canadian Women's Foundation, a great supported charity, women helping women. So come on in the store. You can check things out. We are open. We are also offering curbside pickup, and you can shop on our internet site as well. It's getting close to Christmas. We've got some spectacular gift-giving ideas in the store. And for all of our listeners, I'd like to wish you a very healthy and happy day.
HealthWise Radio with Julie Beaver, brought to you by HealthWise in the Seaway Mall, Welland. Contact Julie at 905-735-4490. Toll free at 1-888-889-7444 or healthwiseonline.com.